An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tear this place apart. Oh, I'm gonna tear this place apart. Oh, you better hide.
Hello and welcome to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I am your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. If you know me, great. If you don't, nice to meet you. Welcome to my circle, and you may want to circle back, if you don't know me, to our mini intro episode, which should be showing up right before this episode did. It's a short one, but I just tell you a little bit about myself and a little bit about what kind of thought went into the creation of this show. Either way, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, as I always say, there are so many bands in the world that do not get the respect that they deserve, and while the band we're going to talk about today has gotten plenty of respect in the rock and punk world, I really think the mainstream is missing out on the consistent might of The Offspring. There are so many bands out there, and yet so few can consistently produce at the highest level with everything they write. But The Offspring are indeed one of those bands, and we are going to talk about them today.
The Offspring should be one of your favorite bands. They're such a wonderful crossover group in so many ways. They're a band that got me into punk, but they're also... not to say that they have a lot of hip-hop elements or elements of other genres, but they manage to feel like they cross over. They manage to feel so contemporary in that way of mixing and mashing genres. And there is a little bit of its spoken word kind of stuff. But in general, you've just got these amazing vocals from Dexter Holland hitting it high and really just bringing something, you know, challenging to the punk rock world. Because, I mean, you can sing any number of punk rock songs ever written. Like, I mean, they're all meant to kind of be sung together. But Dexter's singing up in a key that could be a little bit of a struggle, you know, for people. Yeah. You know, it's up pretty high. You know, as opposed to a, do you have that time? it's a big different range, right? So The Offspring just like, they melt faces, as you would say, you know, really shredding guitar and those high rock and roll vocals. They've got that like glam rock. They're just in that sphere sonically, you know, of the power that can sort of be pulled out and given to something like glam rock. The Offspring, they flirt with that place vocally. And, they do great things with their arrangements. They're not afraid to hide the best part of the song in a bridge. You know, they're one of those great bands where they'll make a really solid song and then all of a sudden you'll get to the bridge and you'll be like, whoa, where was that? That should have been the verse. Like any other band would have rewritten the whole thing, but they're like, nah, you know, it lifts at the end. And then you end up with these songs that are like, oh man, it's a good song. And then by the bridge, it's like, oh, it's amazing. My personal experience with The Offspring starts, I don't know, I it's so funny because people always imagine for me, because I'm, if you don't know this, I don't mean to spoil something, and you know, I don't like this to be the first thing that you learn about me when you learn who I am, but my father is Dee Snyder from Twisted Sister. So I grew up in 82 when they were exploding. I mean, but literally I was a baby in 82 when they were exploding. So people who think that I would have taste in 80s music got it all wrong, because like for my father, all the 80s music guys are people who are his peers. You know, Motley Crue and Poison are dudes who I heard stories that they were hitting on my mom. And I was like pissed, like screw those guys. and my father, his influences and the respect that he has goes back to 70s rock. You know, Creedence Clearwater Revival and the New York Dolls and UFO and AC/DC and Motorhead and you know, hard rock and heavy metal bands from the 70s. So that's the influence there from him. Oh, and then additionally, he also loves, and I love, you know, like Little Richard and Sam Cooke, and, you know, going deeper into the 60s of rock and roll. This stuff is the things that formed him as a musician, and therefore they were put to me as like, these are the deities of rock and roll, these people from like the 70s back. Also, my mom raised me on The Muppet Show, and The Muppet Show was filled with all these different 70s artists of like a whole wide range. My father tends to be very focused on the hard rock people and heavy metal people, but The Muppet Show was a really wide range. So my main appreciations tend to kind of skip over the 80s a little bit, because that was when I was a baby and those are my father's peers. And then I go into the 90s as I was coming up and realizing my own bits of music that I loved. And, you know, grunge was very popular. I tended to not really be a big fan of grunge. I felt like it was a bit overdone. I don't like anything where everybody's doing it and it's the popular thing to do. I tend to be somebody who is out on the lamb. You know, that's half my motivation for this show, because you see like these lists of the greatest bands of all time, and I'm just like, hey, where's this band and where's that band or whatever else? There's some really cool bands out there that aren't being respected. And so much of the way I make music, it stems from the fact that I recognize that bands like Twisted Sister weren't being respected because they wore makeup. So because they wore makeup, superficial society focused on how they looked instead of going deeper. And I really believe, you know, you don't judge a book by its cover. You got to go deeper. And, you know, it's funny, too, because I don't necessarily give a shit about, you know, Dexter Holland and the most of the bands that will be on this list. I don't even know the name of the frontman. I happen to know the name of the Offspring because I really love this band so much, but I still don't really know much about them. I don't know anything about them. I just love their music. I think their music really has something to offer, from the lyrics and the melody and the arrangements of the songs and just approach to different things. There's something to learn from the Offspring. And that's why they're on my list here. But this is the beginning for me of my foundational formation as a music lover. When people ask me, I say, I'm a punk. And it starts with the Offspring. There are a number of other bands at that time that were coming out that I do love, like Green Day and Rancid. I'm a huge Tim Armstrong fan. I adore him. But the Offspring was the band that I loved enough to go back and pick up the albums that they had released prior to the album that broke them. Because Green Day was broke by Dookie at the time, which is a great record, and the Offspring were broke by an album called Smash, which is awesome. And, you know, if I'm doing like my three records, I'd probably just give it to like, you know, kind of the 1, 2, 3 that they did initially. But the Offspring generally, they are very consistent. Their first two records I can't even say the first two records. The first record is the weakest. It's got some good songs on it. You know, the first track on it's called, a song called Jennifer Lost the War. It's a great grungy little pop rock punk song. And the song after it, Elders, is even cooler than that. I like that song a lot. They seem to think that a song called Beheaded is pretty good. I don't love that song so much, but it's not a bad one. I mean, it's, you know, it's just kind of a classic little chanty, you know, punk rock song. Beheaded. And there's a song called, I don't want to pronounce it wrong, but it's right after Beheaded. It's track 6 and 7 called Tehran. And it's like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's a cool little tune. The rest of the record is pretty weak. You know, this is an early records made in 1989. This is their first thing out of the gate, it's not phenomenal. But those four songs are worth listening to. Honestly, I don't even have those four songs on my Spotify. Like, but I did select and recommend a lot of things from the record before this, which was really, for a long time, I thought this was their first record as a fan. Ignition, the record that they released in 1992, 2 years before Smash came out. It's awesome. I mean, one, as a little kid, the first song called Session opens up with somebody going, ah, fuck! And then the song like kicks in from there, and it was just such a great little silly introduction. I love good, well placed things like that. You know, interactive production where you get a little extra personality from the band, and irreverent things like that. You know, demonstrated kind of their playful attitude, and I think that's a big thing with the Offspring. You know, case in point, before I go into the tracks here on this record that I love, there's a song that they had called It's Cool to Hate, and I was a young music listener at the time when this came out, and I think it was, I'm not sure if it was on the record after Smash or like two records after Smash, but like I remember hearing it and sort of being appalled because I had like I had liked them because I thought that they were smart and they were cool. And this song was called It's Cool to Hate. And it was all about how he hates all these things. And I didn't realize that it was tongue in cheek. He was making fun of people who were haters. He was trying to point out how lame that was. And I realized all of a sudden that was a real theme within all of their music. If I really looked at so much of the things that they were saying, oftentimes they were tending to point towards bad behavior and things that they thought were lame and, you know, kind of play it up like it's a positive thing when it's really not a positive thing. And you see that as a theme throughout like a lot of their work. On the Ignition record, the first three tracks on the record, Session, We Are One, and Kick Him When He's Down, are freaking favorites of mine. I love those ones so much. There's a song later on the record that's really great called Burn It Up. The track LAPD is another one that I have on my Spotify, and the last track on the record, Forever in a Day. But even then, like I said on the previous record, there was some good stuff, but I don't necessarily have it on my Spotify. Take It Like a Man's a pretty good song as well. You know, that's track 4 and 5. Dirty Magic as well is great. I don't have it on my Spotify here because they did a cleaner, refreshed version of it recently, and I have that one saved on my Spotify. Dirty Magic's a good one, and so's Hypodermic. This record is really good. I mean, like I said, I didn't know about the first record that had the Jennifer Lost the War Today thing. I like found out about it later and heard it. But when I got Ignition, I was like, holy crap, like this record's so great. It just like proved what a great band they were. Because really the first record that most people heard from them was Smash. And I mean, Smash is super cool. I'm not a big music video guy. I'm a little bit of a different kind of music person in general. I don't know. Whenever I see anybody who loves music super so much, they're just always like obsessed with the people and the what they did on the day. And he ate a roast beef sandwich before he recorded that track. Like, who gives a shit? I don't care at all. I just like, I want to know about the good music and I want to know where to go. So like for me, this is like a, hey, this is the good music. This is where you go. These are good places to start. Write this down. you know, I'm not going to be getting into like too much minutia about like the bands and shit, because I don't really know anything. I don't really give a shit. I'm a musician. I make music, so I like to listen to really great music because I try to absorb as much great music as I possibly can so that when I go and make my music, I have lots of inspiration beyond what somebody else might if they're only focused on one genre or whatever. You know, I like to listen to all sorts of genres. I like to write in all sorts of genres. I just love music. So, you know, I have a lot of different bands and things that I enjoy, and each one of these episodes that I do is just going to be a celebration of, you know, a band and why I love and appreciate their music so much, and this is why I love and appreciate The Offspring so much. And in the case of them, I happen to have seen their music videos, or at least some of them. The early ones that they did, Dexter Holland had braids. He had like long braids coming off of his hair, and they're like this kind of surfer, not surfer band. I don't know what you want to call them, but they're like, you know, the Californian street band, like that are living alongside the gangs in Los Angeles, you know, kind of thing. That's a theme of their music, you know, kind of. It's funny, they like seemingly celebrate the gangs often, but in reality they're constantly just shedding a light on why this is not awesome, as is, you know, the case in reality.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the cool thing about Smash, and it's the beginning of a whole bunch of things with them just being playful with their audience in terms of how they make albums. And I know for younger people, that the idea of albums doesn't even like necessarily get with you. You're always just like listening to singles and stuff. So it won't necessarily play. If you go over here now, you're like, oh, what's that? But they have a track called Time to Relax, and there are opening tracks on a lot of the albums going forward from here for a while, where they do, you know, maybe an intermission in the middle of the record and they just have somebody do a voiceover and talk. And in this case, you know, there's this whole bit of it's time to relax, put in your favorite CD, and it's this really fun little bit that I used to have memorized from listening to this record so much. And when you are somebody who listens to an album with tracks in a row, it really does create an atmosphere with this record in particular. And I mean, like, you know, it's great stuff. I mean, honestly, you know, if you're a real hardcore punk head, this album is perfect. There's a few tracks that I don't have in my Spotify because, like, I like them, but I don't want to listen to them all the time. But it is an amazing record. There are multiple mega hits on this record. There is the song Come Out and Play, which they are most known for. Hey, hey, come out and play. Bam, bam, bam. And that's okay, because I got no self-esteem. Oh, way, oh. Right? Self-Esteem and Come Out and Play were huge hits at the time. Are huge. I mean, just like what wonderful, interesting tunes they both are. They both have something sort of unique about them. You know, that thing I said earlier about them being kind of crossover-y. It's funny, too, because I was a young kid, the son of Dee Snider, who I obviously was pretty obsessed with my dad's music. I'm a huge fan of his. Eventually, I'll do an episode dedicated to his writing, because I think he's brilliant, deserves it. But Come Out and Play, was the name of an album and a track that my dad had written. And I just, you know, I thought he was very famous, you know, like, I mean, he's of course very famous, but he's not like, it's not like everybody automatically necessarily knows or knows every song that he's ever written, but I thought so. So I assumed, because this song was called Come Out and Play, and another track on the record was called Bad Habit, which was another name of a song that my dad had that I really liked from his Love Is for Suckers album. And I was like, they must be fans of Twisted Sister too. So I felt bonded to them because they were fans of Twisted Sister. I was fans of Twisted Sister. And Bad Habit is one of my favorite Offspring songs of all time. I have a band called Dilf USA that I play with. We often cover Bad Habit, even though my guitar player hates playing it because it's very simple on guitar, but and it's easy to screw up because it's like a lot of empty space. But oh man, Bad Habit is one of the coolest songs of all time. That's just about road rage. It's celebrating road rage, but again, it's saying, look at how fucking crazy this is. You know, you're going to kill somebody because of riding in your car. It's like nuts. There's the opening track of the record's called Nitro Youth Energy. It's a great tune. You know, not super well known, but a great one to check out. Gotta Get Away is another one of those mega hits off this album. You know, demons in my head and it's more than I could say. Think I wrote her off all day, saying all I know is I gotta get away from me. You gotta get away from me. Forgive me if I'm mangling these tunes, just trying to remember them off the top of my head. But that's a great song. Really, really great one. Gets played forever and a day still to this day. Bad Habit does wind up on the radio here there. You know, some of these songs will get played around. Something to Believe In, I think, is a really great tune. There's a song on here called Genocide, very punk rock. If you're a super punk dude, check that one out. Something to Believe In is a cool one. It'll Be a Long Time is another cool one. And Killboy Powerhead, if you're a punker. What Happened to Use Fun, it's a goofy little tune. They have a series of like goofy songs that they'll do, like one per album, and some of them are really great. This one's okay. It's compared to some of the other ones, I just haven't saved it, but it's a good one. So Alone's all right tune, not the one. Finally, Smash, the last track on the record. The only problem with like saving Smash is that there's a whole bunch of empty space because this was an album. They would do hidden tracks, and there's a fun hidden track at the end of the thing, but it's going to take 15 minutes of empty space for you to put it on your thing. But Smash is a great tune. It's the title track for the record, and it's one of my favorite tracks on the record. So, you know, definitely check out that record.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They followed up Smash with a record called Ixnay on the Hombre. And Ixnay on the Hombre is really a dope, dope record. If you like harder stuff, it's definitely like they leaned into being a little bit harder, but they also leaned into the humor pretty good. And there's, again, you know, there's a disclaimer at the beginning, a little vocal thing, you know, to open it up. But there's a few really big hits that came off of this record. This record starts the thing that they were doing. It's like a little bit of a pattern. They have these really heartfelt songs about people that they lost. And they've done a bunch of them that really tug at the heart. heartstrings that I love, and we'll talk about some of the other ones and some of the other records in a second, but Gone Away in 1997. I don't know why it says Gone Away 1997. I don't remember 1997 being written on it. Maybe there's two different versions of this song or something, but it's such a beautiful song. It's made me cry so many times. I've lost some people in my life, and being able to hear this song is such a good one. One of the other mega hits on Ixnay on the Hombre is Me and My Old Lady, which is one of those songs that'll get played by DJs at clubs when, you know, it's like a rock club, and it'll be put on the playlist, all the dirty songs that you can't have on the radio, but also gets played on satellite radio and stuff like that, where you can play that stuff. Me and My Old Lady is a great, just like super raunchy sex song. They definitely always have a lot of fun with stuff like this, and this is maybe kind of some of the beginnings of that here in the song. But The Meaning of Life is a great one to check out. Moda is a great one to check out. Cool to Hate, I spoke about before. That's cool to check out. I Choose is a great one. And of course, the big hit from this record, All I Want, you know, that All I Want. It's a great tune. Also, Way Down the Line, which I think has gotten a certain amount of airplay. It's the nothing changes because it's all the same. The ones you get's the one you give away. It all just happens again way down the line. That one is a great, great tune. The story is just funny, but also cathartic, and just, you know, talking about, you know, welfare moms have kids on welfare, and fat parents, they have fat kids too, and just this idea of all these cycles perpetuating themselves, and very humorously portrayed. The members of The Offspring, I know a bit more about them than your average band. And, Dexter is somebody who has continued to educate himself perpetually throughout his life. And I think because of that, their music has continued to have, you know, meaning and resonance. Even now, their most recent two offerings, I would say, have started to get a little bit into the realm of parody of themselves, you know, where they're just kind of constantly ripping themselves off in some fashion, whether they realize it or not. You know, a fan goes, oh yeah, I recognize this. This is that song that they did. You know, they're redoing this thing, essentially. But still has a lot of meaning lyrically, and still are consistently delivering the goods, even though they've delivered the goods so many times. They've covered a lot of, you know, they're starting to cover some of the same ground again. But still, I mean, up until a point, everything they have is like really rich with creativity to offer to you as a listener. So going from this record, there's two other tunes. Well, I don't have it saved, but all three of these last three songs on the record are really great. Don't Pick It Up, it's a great funny one. Amazed is a really good tune. And Change the World, the final tracks on here. I mean, really, generally, I've got most of this record lit up. You know, I said these three records is my requirement, three albums. Smash, Ixnay on the Hombre, and then Americana are just the 1, 2, 3 for me. Conspiracy of One was like a fabulous bonus, because Conspiracy of One's great too. And I will like give you a bunch of track listings from some of the other records, even if I don't get into it at length, depending on how much time. I want to try to keep these to like 45 minutes. We'll see how I do with this. But The Offspring have so much great material. So Smash is really just, that's a great place to start and to build from there. But, you want to go back. Ignition is a really solid record. You know, they have so much great stuff. Some of the stuff that, like, rises to the top in terms of, like, will be pushed by the record labels and stuff. If you're a punk person, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like the series of, like, Pretty Fly for a White Guy and stuff. I've seen a lot of people kind of reject The Offspring because of Pretty Fly for a White Guy and other songs that the label, I'm sure, has kind of mandated dedicated to them to continue, you know, their success. I don't mind those songs. I think those songs are solid as well. I think they're a really creative band, and they do great stuff all the time. But if you're a punk guy, there's so much more to them. There's so much more that you'd like. And if you're a pop punk person, like, there's so much deeper, beautiful songs that you would like. You know, they're really a rich band that make very dynamic records that have a lot of things to offer on all of them. It's one of the reasons why I enjoy them so much. I think that there's something for everybody. So don't, you know, if you're like, I'm not a big punk person, well, like, hit some of these big ones that I'm talking about. You know, make sure you check out Self Esteem if you haven't heard that. You know, and You Gotta Get Away and Come Out and Play. You know, if you do like hard or cool punk rock songs and you haven't heard Bad Habit, I mean, like, that song is phenomenal. And, you know, and some of these tunes on, you know, Gone Away, if you're just a person who loves beautiful, beautiful music, Gone Away is beautiful. And All I Want is a really solid pop rock, you know, anthem. I mean, it's really great, great tune. So, you know, don't sleep on The Offspring. There's a reason why they're my first pick here. Not just because they're one of the first, like, bands that I really bonded with as I was coming up as a lover of music. Moving on to Americana, which is another fabulous record, which, again, most of this record I have here hooked up to my Spotify because it's that good. We get another one of those great welcome things, you know, where we get some voiceover, some funny stuff. And the third track on this record, I Don't Love Have You Ever, it's an okay song. It's a, you know, punk rock or whatever, but track three is Staring at the Sun, and it's one of my favorite Offspring songs of all time. It's super, super fast, super, super, you know, just poppy and, like, really, like, energetic, rev-you-up kind of punk rock song, but it's wonderful and poppy and cool. Highly recommend that one. And then you got Pretty Fly for a White Guy on this record, which is a mega hit, you know, can't be denied. I enjoy the song perfectly fine. It's been played out a little bit. I love the band so much. You know, I like to hear some of their other music. You know, after the Pretty Fly for a White Guy on this record, you've got The Kids Aren't All Right. And The Kids Aren't All Right is the fabulous spiritual successor to Gone Away. And, you know, I told you they kind of have a couple songs that they will kind of continue to build upon over time. And, you know, because I think it's all label mandate. But, you know, they said, you got to do another song Gone Away. And their other song, like Gone Away here, is The Kids Aren't All Right. And The Kids Aren't All Right is even better than Gone Away. Kids Aren't All Right is just everybody, any kind of music you like, doesn't matter if you're a punker, go check out The Kids Aren't All Right. What a beautiful song that is. Really fabulous. Also, Pretty Fly for a White Guy will kick off a string of similar songs on follow-up records that have, like, a little bit of a weird crossover bit about them. They're kind of like about urban stuff more than they have an urban influence, I guess, which has been a little bit of their thing prior to this, but they hadn't mixed the comedy with that stuff. You know, Come Out and Play had a little bit of that, like, speaking on the living, you know, in the cities and dealing with gangs and stuff like that. But now this was dealing with some of those ideas from a comedic angle, and now that'll be kind of perpetually played upon for a little while. And sometimes it's very clever. Sometimes it's whatever, but it definitely becomes a noticeable pattern, and it's sometimes a critique that comes out with The Offspring. But it's still... it's brilliant that they were able to create a little genre of a song for themselves that they've been able to play with. I mean, really, it just demonstrates how creative they really are as a band. They do a great cover of Feelings in here, which is just, like, really rough around the edges and punk rock. It's fun. There's a song called She's Got Issues, which I think gets a lot of play these days at various places. There's another track called Walla Walla, which is just kind of a funny song about prison and being sent, somebody getting sent to prison because they deserved it, essentially. The End of the Line is a great tune, a favorite of mine from The Offspring. Just really just demonstrates some of the great storytelling that Dexter Holland has. Like I said, he's a really brilliant guy. He's a good lyricist. He communicates, I think, in a language everybody can understand. You know, generally speaking, I struggle to absorb lyrics so often, but The Offspring, I tend to get what he's getting at the first time so often. You know, even when I was younger and it took me a little bit longer, a lot of their material I really understood. And I think that was one of the reasons why I liked it so much. I didn't find it to be pretentious in any way, shape, or form, even though it still was very smart with something going on, something to offer. You know, I believe that his work is and should be considered art. It's fabulous, fabulous work, and wonderful music.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To continue and wrap up this record, there's a song called No Breaks, which is a great one, a real harder kind of punk rock fast song. Why Don't You Get a Job, which is a great comedy song, which I know has become a hit and gotten a lot of play on the radio. I know, why don't you get a job? Say no way, so no way, no way. It's a great tune. And I think it's kind of a ripoff of another song. But I mean, so once you start listening to enough music, you find out that everything is kind of a ripoff of everything. There's just so much music being made. It's so easy to rip people off in one way or another. But great tune of theirs. And Americana, which does not get enough airplay and does not get enough love. That song is really solid. One of the problems with Americana is it's got like at least a minute long introduction of like music. It takes a really long time to get to the actual bit of the song, but the tune is awesome. Pay the Man, I don't remember that track. I don't have it saved on my Spotify. Pretty Fly Reprise is, I think, just like a short track at the end of the record. But most of this record, Americana, is amazing. And it is the 1-2-3 punch of The Offspring for me. You know, the thing that puts them on this list is those 1-2-3. Now from there, they really go on to do a lot more great stuff. In general, some of the things hit me as strongly as The Offspring of old, and some of them don't. You know, the Conspiracy of One record is close to as great as these next things. The Splinter record is a little bit of a mixed bag for me. And then it comes to the Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace record, which I think was their answer to the thing that Green Day had done, where they changed their image a little bit and they went a little bit more mainstream. And this record is very good, and a little bit better maybe than Conspiracy of One and Splinter in terms of like consistency, but it's a little bit blander and a little bit less unique to The Offspring that I love and grew up listening to. So I'm going to make a bunch of recommendations on that record and all those, but the first three records of Smash, Ixnay on the Abre, and Americana that I spoke about are really foundational. And I mean, I would include Ignition in that too, but I mean, I would say, like, you know, listen to Smash first and you know, use that as a, you know, Smash and Americana, and then check out, you know, Ignition and Ixnay on the Ombre, because those two records are a little harder. And then go to Conspiracy of One
and then I'm going to give you, you know, the good stuff for these other records going on. You know, when you get up to Days Go By and Let the Bad Times Roll, I feel like there's a little bit of parody setting in where just like they've been doing this for so long, they can't help but accidentally be covering themselves without them realizing it. And it's, and like I'm a fan. So like, listening, I just like, oh, like you guys did this already. You don't realize you're forgetting that you're kind of ripping yourself off, or they're ripping themselves off on purpose, trying to make it sound similar in some way or whatever. But it's not quite as strong as it was, even though there's plenty of stuff to like, and I have saved a lot of stuff for my my Spotify. That's where I've been listening to music these days. I don't know where you guys listen to music, but it just makes it a little bit easier too for me to talk about this stuff when we're going through records. So. In the follow-up record, Conspiracy of One, after the Pretty Fly for a White Guy thing was a big success for them, they leaned into that a little bit. There's a couple different tracks that have a little bit of that vibe on this record. The main one that is meant to be the follow-up to Pretty Fly for a White Guy is called Original Prankster. It's actually a great song. The opening track on the record is called Come Out Swinging. That's got a little bit of that vibe too, but it's great as well. It's a, you know, played down. It's just a little bit of that vibe. Come Out Swinging, an Original Prankster, and then Want You Bad. Want You Bad has become a big hit for them. So has Original Prankster. But Want You Bad's the I forget how it goes. Want You Bad. Want You Bad. I want you in leather, and he wants you in straps and stuff. I used to sing it to my ex-wife all the time. I was trying to communicate to her. I'm like, I want you bad. I want you to be a little bit more sexy for me in the spare time. You know what I'm saying? But that song has gone on to be a big hit for them. It's really amazing how many songs actually get played. Like, you know, if you're a rock fan, you've heard so many of these songs at clubs. I mean, they get played all the time on rock radio. They have not gone away because they're really great tunes. This record's got some good things on it, you know, that I didn't download here. A Million Miles Away is not a bad song. Damn It, I Changed Again is not a bad song. But I didn't save them here. Living in Chaos is a killer. I really like the song after that on this record called Special Delivery. It's just got a really punchy, just a punchy delivery about it. A lot of stops. I love stops. Really cool vocal performance from Dexter Holland. I really recommend Special Delivery from anybody who likes anything that's really in your face and cool. One Fine Day is a really nice tune as well. A little poppier installment, cool tune. Then there's a track towards the end called Denial Revisited, which is a pretty tune, as well as Vultures, which is a great track. Conspiracy of One is a solid follow-up, you know, to this 1-2-3 that, you know, that the Offspring put out. And honestly, the next record is as well. It's a little bit, it took a little bit for me to get behind some of it. But it's a good record. Neocon is the opening track. It's a solid one. The Noose is cool, super fast punk rock song. Long Way Home, I don't remember exactly the vibe to Long Way Home, but I know that's a good tune. Hit That is a spiritual successor to the Pretty Fly for a White Guy, the original Prankster thing. I think it's good. And I think you probably heard it. I know you want to hit that. You know you want to hit that. It's a good tune. That's a cool one. My favorite one from this record, which has become a radio hit, is called Can't Get My Head Around You. Deep inside my soul, there's a hole you don't want to see. Great tune. Even though I can't get my head around you. Great one. Worst Hangover Ever, I've heard play here there. It's one of those funny songs. They did it kind of like, I don't know if you want to call it like a reggae song. I got the worst hangover ever. Really good one. And Never Gonna Find Me is a pretty ripping punk rock song. You know, there was some things that like I was like a little bit like, I don't know. But these three, this little cluster of songs, you know, it Can't Get My Head Around You, The Worst Hangover Ever, Never Gonna Find Me, they really like, you know, won me over. And Spare Me the Details, which comes later on the record, that's a great funny one as well. It's just about somebody getting cheated on and he doesn't want to know the details of getting cheated on. Just like, you know, why do
I have to be the one who has to know about you cheating on me? Not only do you have to cheat on me, but I have to know all the details of you cheating on me. It's a very funny song. And an even funnier song at the end of the record called When You're in Prison. You know what? Honestly, retroactively, I've decided that like my weird vision that I didn't like this record initially when it came out, I was just completely wrong. This is an awesome record. How many freaking tracks is this? 9 tracks that I love. And like, I mean, The Noose is a good one. It's a really ripping punk rock song. I come to really like that one. And I don't remember Long Way Home. What is Long Way Home? Long Way Home. Yeah, Long Way Home's a real kind of ripping punk tune as well. I like that one as well. This record's great. It's a great record, especially the funny songs. When You're in Prison, Spare Me the Details, The Worst Hangover Ever, and Hit That are all really funny, great songs. And then, you know, The Noose is a super, super, super rad punk track on here. Yeah, this is a great record. Definitely check out the Splinter record and those tracks. It's awesome. You know, people do like Rise and Fall. I do think that they did successfully connect with, you know, that younger demographic they were looking for with Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace, which I think was meant to be their American Idiot. There's some great material on here. I haven't spent as much time listening to all this stuff, but, you know, I just like refreshed on it the other day, but like, I just haven't listened to it as 1,000 times. Like I have other things. So I'll just like list some tracks here. But the first track, Half Truism, is a really good one. You're Gonna Go Far, Kid is a really cool one, which I think is meant to be a little bit of the spiritual successor on this new version of the album to the Pretty Fly for a White Guy. It's a good one. Hammerhead is a good track, also comes after that one. These are track 3 and 4 on the record. Track six is Takes Me Nowhere. That's a great one. I like that one a lot. Track 7, Christy, Are You Doing Okay? Beautiful ballad. Very not like Offspring, and yet kind of like Offspring. This is one of the most unique things that's actually come out of them, them doing their interpretation of like this Green Day thing. And this one is kind of uniquely them, and it's really great. Christy, Are You Doing Okay? It's a beautiful time. Oh, since the time it's up, dump, 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 dump. It's a Christy, Are You Doing Okay? It's really, it's a good song. And I don't know how much it's caught on, if it has. I'm imagining it probably has. Nothing Town's a really great tune. Really just simple, great melody, cool tune. Stuff Is Messed Up is a pretty kind of funny, raucous punk rock tune, but kind of interesting as well. Fix You's a beautiful song. Another one of those really pretty ones for the pop people. Let's Hear It for Rock Bottom is a real fun one, a little bit more in the vein of classic Offspring, has a little bit more of their eclectic vibe. And Rise and Fall is a really wonderful, wonderful song. A lot of these things on here aren't exactly typical for Offspring, but they're great. It's a solid album, this Rise and Fall one is. On Spotify, they've got a Happy Hour record that has a bunch of live stuff. I tend not to be a big live dude, but on the live record, they've got a bunch of things put on to hear that you might be interested in. They've got a couple covers. I wasn't into any of these covers, but you can check it out. They did Sin City and Hey Joe and a couple other ones, but there's a song called DUI. I'm not sure if it's a cover of an old punk band, but it's a great song. I loved it. It was on a soundtrack back in the day by the Offspring. I drink and drive, feel so alive, doing 95. Great song. When I'm on the binge, my friends all cringe. They won't drive at night, cause the way I tear up the freeway is such a fright. But I think I'd rather ride. It's a great song. Great song. Great song, DUI. Also, I have downloaded here Autonomy, but I don't remember that soon. And then they've got some remixes at the end of the record. I did like the Want You Bad remix by Black Dahlia and the Million Miles Away remix by Apollo 440. I really actually like the Million Miles Away remix by Apollo 440. I don't have the normal version of Million Miles Away, but I really like the remix a lot. That one's cool. So in relatively recent times, 2012, they put out a record called Days Go By, and 2021, they put out a record called Let the Bad Times Roll. Like I said, both of these records for me have been a little bit like they're stepping on their own toes. They're covering their own material a little bit, down to taking an old song that never got like the respect it deserved and redoing it for this record, Days Go By. But it is a pretty cool record anyway. I mean, I've got, what here, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tracks, you know, pinned down that I listen to on my Spotify. The Future Is Now is the opening track. Cool one. It's a little bit of a ripoff of some other cool ones that they've done before, but it's a cool one. Secrets from the Underground is pretty great. That one took a second to grow on me, but I like that track a lot. And Days Go By, the first three tracks are really solid. Turning Into You isn't bad, but I don't have it saved. The next one is called Hurting As One, which is a real throwback to We Are One, which is one of my favorite songs from their second record, Ignition. And it's a good one. Cruising California, Bumping In My Trunk, I don't have saved. It's a thematic successor to, you know, the Hit That and Pretty Fly for a White Guy, and it is pretty lame as far as I'm concerned. But skipping ahead a little bit on the record, there's a track called OC Guns. That's really cool. Then there's the remix of Dirty Magic. Dirty Magic is a great tune by them, and like I said, it's one of an older song, but they remade it. It's a good remake. It's basically the same. The really great funny gem of this one, besides the last track on the record, is called I Want a Secret Family With You. It's really, really just clever, and you know, the Offspring doing what they do best, you know, doing a good song that makes you smile. But the last song on the record also does the same thing, is maybe a little bit more thoughtful and interesting, but it's got a really long title. I can't even read the whole thing. It's Slim Pickens Does the Right Thing. It's a great track. Slim Pickens Does the Right Thing. Like this, you know, it's like the Offspring continuing to be a little bit more introspective, like the Green Day thing or whatever, but maybe like, you know, retreading some old steps. But it's still good. If you get through all those Offspring things and you like that material a lot, you know, continue on and check out some of the tracks I just told you. The recent one that they put out has been my least favorite. I mean, I only have, I think, like 5 tracks on my Spotify. It still is worth checking out. Let the Bad Times Roll is a pretty sweet song, even though, again, kind of steps on toes of some things that they have written. Army of One is a really solid song. I like that one very much. Coming For You is a really great one on the record. Like, just legit great, and has it all tickles some memories to some degree, but it's cool. Also, is the Opioid Diaries really a cool song on the final record here. And finally, the last track, or not the last track on the album, because the last track is a live version of the Opioid Diaries. Like I said, is a good track. I don't know if I can pronounce it right. It's Guerre Suis Quervertors, Guerresous. Anyway, it's awesome. This record has merit. You know, if it was another band, you'd be like, oh, cool, they've got promise, you know, but it's the Offspring. So you're like, oh, it's disappointing. But at the end of the day, it's the Offspring, man. They actually did a Americana as a lo-fi release recently, and some of that was pretty funny to hear these songs turned into lo-fi. You know, they're one of my favorite bands of all time. They've done a lot of other little things, you know, little Christmas singles. They tried to do Baby Please Come Home a little while ago, which is my favorite Christmas song of all time. They have actually done a good job with some of this stuff, and there is a couple other little pieces here there that you can find of the Offspring doing, you know, different bits on soundtracks and whatnot. But not all of it's always available on Spotify or available to find out. You know, if you get into the Offspring the way I do, there's more music to find. And in general, they are one of those bands where, like, there's plenty of stuff that I didn't mention that it's solid material. You know, it's really good. you know, the stuff that I said is worth checking out. All of that stuff is just maybe a little bit a cut above what you would expect from your average punk band. And The Offspring is not your average punk band. From Dexter Holland singing in that certain range to the sort of storytelling of country music that's going on with the lyrics and the wonderful melodies and the dynamic sort of experience that you have listening to your average album. You know, it is a complaint that we're doing just a series of songs like The Kids Aren't All Right, or hey, we're doing a series of songs like Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Sure, but all of that does is mean that the album is dynamic. You know, every album that they put out is just so beautiful and wonderful. And he's a smart guy. I think he's really a good person. I think the band, you know, represents good people and good values. You know, they're a rock and roll band that are living they're not talking about the rock and roll lifestyle. Generally speaking, they're commenting on things in society that aren't so great, you know, that could be better. And I think that is such a fucking important thing on the landscape. And so many of the bands that I pick, they tend to be people whose hearts and souls seem to be in the right place in terms of where they're writing from, and The Offspring is no different. Anyway, I hope that you've all come to understand exactly why all your favorite bands suck and who your new favorite band should be. This is Jesse Blaze Snyder saying, it's not your fault you have terrible taste in music. All Your Favorite Bands Suck is here to help you. You can join us every Monday for a fresh and eclectic favorite band of the week. Plus, you can write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. If you're a geek like me, please join me every Wednesday and Saturday for my geek culture podcast, Coolest Geek Alive, where we explore the complexities of adapting rich geek culture source material into films and TV. You've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you again on another fabulous episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Oh, and I should have done this before. We're going to be ending this on a send-up to The Offspring. I'm just going to end any one of these episodes with like stuff that inspired me by the band. I have a song in particular from my band that I'm playing with right now, DILF USA, that we did that. It's called Hypocrisy, and the music and so much of the approach was absolutely a ripoff, send-up homage to The Offspring. And I wanted to play that, but it's not done. So just any old DILF USA song I think will do, because we have the spirit of a punk rock band. And that spirit, at least for me, comes from The Offspring. So without further ado, here's DILF USA and Shit the Bed. See you next week.
Knocked me out with a feather. Objection, judge, I'd never. She's crying round, yeah, she's lying round town there. It's spreading round, yeah, it's all around town here. She shit the bed, so I cut off her head. Just so damn outrageous. That pussy's so contagious. She spread it round, oh, she share it round town there. It's falling down, oh, it's all coming out here. She shit the bed, so I cut off her head. Judge, she shit in the bed.
cut off her head.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.